Oh, Muslims do qurbani wholeheartedly. Oh, Muslims do qurbani wholeheartedly. It will be the ride on the bridge of Sirat. It will be the ride on the bridge of Sirat.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله We thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى who has blessed us with the last day of Eid al-Adha. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious and noble family and companions Alihi Muridwan. Dear viewers, this is the last episode and program of this special and new series in the month of Dhul-Hijjatil Haram, specially designed for the 3 days of Eid, dear viewers. And today, mashallah, it is the last day of Eid. In the first 2 days, we have covered, of course, cruelty towards animals. And then we have covered, of course, qurbani, sacrifice being an ancient worship. Subhanallah. Previous ummats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani previous nations of previous anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, have also given sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the ummate Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also sacrifices for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we get any more further into our discussion, let us praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commence with our program, which is the last program for this day, dear viewers of Madani Channel, with a beautiful hamd bari ta'ala. And we also earnestly supplicate in the court of Allah azza wa jalla for our sins to be pardoned, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard our iman even at the time of our death, dear viewers. Many hujjaj who are going to be on their way back from this beautiful spiritual journey of hajj, request them to make dua for you at the same time, dear viewers. Let's get together and recite the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ربنا يا ربنا 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 يا إلهي هر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو یا إلهي هر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو یا إلهي هر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو یا إلهي هر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا 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 يا ربنا یا الہی بھول جاؤں نزع کی تکلیف کو یا الہی بھول جاؤں نزع کی تکلیف کو شادی دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے صاحب کوثر شہ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا یا الہی گرمی محشر سے جب بھڑکے بدن یا الہی گرمی محشر سے جب بھڑکے بدن دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا 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 یا الہی نام اعمال جب کھلنے لگے یا الہی نام اعمال جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الحمدللہ رب العالمین ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل وی ہیو جسٹ کمپلیٹڈ ریسائٹنگ دس بیوٹیفل حمد باری تعالی وچ از اے دعا استغاثہ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اٹ از آف کورس اے دعا وچ وی ہیو میڈ سیکنگ دا وسیلہ آف دا بلوڈ ماسٹر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ وی آسک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ٹو فورگیو آور سنز ٹو conceal our faults on the day of judgment, to ease the burdens on the day of judgment upon us, dear viewers, for the horrors of the day of judgment. The accountability will be very, very tough and severe, and therefore we have used the wasila of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for easy accountability on the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah. In fact, whatever sacrifices we have been giving and whatever we are to do in the future, all of these sacrifices is only to attain Allah's pleasure for our forgiveness and for our admission into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Our focus should be the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And trust me, dear viewers of Madini channel, we have left the basics. We have left the sunnah of Mustafa Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have ran away from the dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, I, as a da'i and as the caller towards righteousness, dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, via this program on this pleasant and last day of Eid al-Adha, we request and we present to the viewers of Madani channel the call towards righteousness, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the call towards salah, the call towards ibadah, the call towards tawbah, the call for us to go back to the basics, which is the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, in today's program, inshallah, azawajallah, we are going to understand the spirit of sacrifices. We are going to be speaking about the sacrifices rendered and given by our pious predecessors. And surely, dear viewers, we will attain motivation through these qisas, through these stories, waqiyas, and from the lives of our pious predecessors. Look at them, study their life stories and blessed biography. For example, Khalifa Harun Rashid, it is stated that one day, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Musharraf, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was sitting before Khalifa Harun Rashid, and he needs no introduction, subhanallah, a very famous personality. So he asked, O Khalifa of Muslims, yani Khalifa Harun Rashid, if someone requests you to return him to his slave who has come to you after running away from his master, so will you let him return back to his master? Will you allow that slave to go back to his master? Of course, the Khalifa replied in the positive, and he said, yes, why not? So then Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he humbly said in the court of Khalifa Harun Rashid, Ya Sayyidi, I am also the slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. And I have come to you after running away from the real master, from the real creator. Please leave me so that I can go back to him. I could go, subhanallah, back to my creator. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Badrin channel, he requested this in the court of Khalifa Harun Rashid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Having heard this, Khalifa Harun Rashid and all those people present, they began crying, subhanallah. For they were taken aback that a person says these words that he wants to return back to his real creator and his master, for he has lost his path and he wants to go back. And he's asking the Khalifa of his time, will you allow me to return back to my real master, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Khalifa Harun Rashid gave him permission to leave. After listening to this permission, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he stood up and he put on his ihram. And as he recited, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, he went towards the Blessed Haram. On the way, Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was a very well-known personality at the same time, subhanallah, he met with him and saw that he was sleeping on the floor. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf was sleeping on the floor and dust was settling on his blessed face. Allah, Allah. At that time, Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, greeted him. He said salam to him and asked, oh Abdullah, what has Allah Azza wa Jalla given you for giving up whatever position and stance you have given up? So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied and said, oh Sufyan, in return for sacrificing the ministry and other possessions, Allah, Allah, my creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla, has blessed me with his pleasure, which I'm experiencing right now. When the great Islamic scholars of the sacred haram learned that a pious minister of the Khalifa Harun Rashid has entered Makkatul Mukarrama, they came to greet him. And after seeing his weakness and dust covered over his body, they asked, how did you endure the troubles of the journey by coming to Makkatul Mukarrama in this state? With no shade, with no water, with no provisions. What was the answer of a true devotee of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi ta'ala replied and said, how does the criminal slave whose heart has taken him to the door of his master come to the court of his master? If I had the power, I would have come headlong instead of walking and coming here. Saying this, he started weeping and crying. When he was asked as to why was he weeping and crying, he replied, I have sent my helper before me. Perhaps his intercession will be accepted. Allah, Allah. When he saw the blessed Baytullah, he started weeping and crying. And at that juncture and moment, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi ta'ala, as he glanced at the Holy Kaaba, his soul had departed from his body. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The reason to mention this waqiyah and story was a person had given up his ministry, position, wealth, name and fame, luxuries and comfort, only to return back to the basics, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all these luxuries which you have in your life is only a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was also tested, and over and again. In fact, the lives of all the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are filled with tests, trials and tribulations. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in whose remembrance we have slaughtered animals, dear viewers, in whose remembrance the Hajj rites are carried out. Subhanallah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the father of many other prophets, set such examples of submission, of submissiveness, of tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these examples are always going to be reminded to us over and again, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Likewise, there are many, many other sacrifices of our pious predecessors, starting right here, as we have heard about Hazrat Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Surely our pious predecessors made many sacrifices in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, some are known and some are not known. They have sacrificed their wealth, sometimes their life, sometimes their kingship, sometimes their ministries. In short, whenever, whatever, however, they were needed to render and present their sacrifices, they done so, dear viewers. They made it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as can be seen in this beautiful narration that Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi ta'ala given up everything he had. And he presented himself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The question is, after we have presented our qurbani in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, after allowing our sincerity to be shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani after expressing our gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla, has time not come for us to repent, make tawbah for the animals which you sacrificed? It is an expiation for our sins. Our sins are pardoned. Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept our qurbani, providing that we have the prerequisite of our sacrifices. And that prerequisite I'm referring to is sincerity. It is khulus. If we are void of ikhlas, then there is no need or there is no point in our qurbani, dear viewers, because Allah Azza wa Jalla says that the meat and the flesh, nor does the meat and the flesh reach Allah Azza wa Jalla, but what reaches Him is your piety, your taqwa, your niyat, your intention. So what was your intention for this sacrifice, dear viewers? Look at the intention of the minister of Khalifa Harun Rashid, dear viewers. Look at his status, look at his niyat for sacrificing his kingship, for sacrificing his ministry, for sacrificing and letting go of those powers and abilities and luxuries he had, whereas he's laying on the floor with dust settled on his face, with his clothes all untidy. After enduring hardships during this journey, he could have went with glory. He could have traveled with his people. But this is how the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behaved, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Remember the blessed Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the blessed companions, the saliheen, the friends of Allah azza wa jalla. I'm referring to the latter pious individuals made sacrifices as per their ranks and status. And this act of making sacrifices is going to continue until the day of Qiyamah. لوگ قربانی اپنی پیش کریں گے, کوئی جان کی قربانی, کوئی مال کی قربانی, کوئی وقت کی قربانی, الگ الگ طرح کے لوگ اس دنیا میں ہیں, dear viewers, and according to their statuses and ranks, they will continue to render their sacrifices only to attain Allah's proximity. So in the age of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, we spoke about Hazrat Sayyidina Habil radiyallahu an, who was murdered by his brother Qabil over a sister. Qabil insisted to marry his own sister, Aqlima, whereas the father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, warned his own son, Qabil, that she is your sister and you can not marry her. But he insisted and consistently insisted that he will not marry anyone but her. And when both were said to sacrifice and present their sacrifices, dear viewers, the Quran speaks very clearly about Hazrat Sayyidina Habil radiallahu anhu's qurbani and sacrifice of goat being accepted, whereas the spikes of wheat presented by Qabil was rejected simply because of niyat, simply because his niyat and intention was not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His niyat was to marry Aqlima, whereas on the other hand, Hazrat Sayyidina Habil radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, through his actions we learned that his niyat was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are never, dear viewers of Madani Channel, going to forget these waqiyas and stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of our pious predecessors, that waqtan fa waqtan they sacrificed and they will continue to sacrifice until the day of judgment. We need to understand, should we give up our mission? Should we give up in our activities simply because of hardships that may come our way? For this qurbani, they could be possible. Many people borrowed money to perform their qurbani. Why? Because you are, or you have reached that amount which makes you sahib nisab, and you do have that amount of wealth, but because of not having cash on hand, you may have borrowed the money to perform the qurbani. Possible, ek alag angle se hum ask kar rahe hain, ki there are possibilities that we may have performed this type of sacrifice. You went to the extent of borrowing that money, but you never intended to miss your qurbani, because you do this for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then why, after the qurbani is done, after we have sacrificed for Allah's pleasure, why do we return back to sinning? Why do we don't have the mindset and the mind frame to continue in that direction? Just as you sacrifice by borrowing money, likewise, dear viewers, we need to sacrifice our time for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam from our beloved Nabi, before our beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophets alayhi salatu wa salam, who enjoined people towards righteousness and forbid them from committing evil, they were murdered. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in one hadith, actually dear viewers, by Hazrat Sayyidina Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, as he has stated that, I humbly asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be tormented the most on the day of judgment? The beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who murdered a Nabi, or murdered the one who enjoined to do good and prevented from evil. Allah Allah. The one who murdered a Nabi, or murdered the person who calls people towards righteousness and forbid people from committing evil, that person will be tormented the most on the day of judgment. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ فَبَشِّرْهُم بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
Allahu Akbar. Listen to this translation. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse to his sahabi. And then the translation of this verse is, those who disbelieve in the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla and unjustly assassinate the Anbiya alayhimus salam and slay people who order justice, so give them the tiding of a painful punishment. فَبَشِّرُهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So give who the tiding of painful punishment? To those who murdered a Nabi, or murdered the person who enjoins goodness. He forbids evil. Such a person should be given the tidings of a painful punishment awaiting him on the day of judgment. Can you imagine why this is the case, dear viewers? Because they murdered the Anbiya alayhimus salam. What is the task of a Nabi, of a Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla? He comes with the message from the Almighty. He comes to remove the people from the pits of infidelity and brings them to light. He removes kufr from their heart and bring about light. The Quran says it over and again that the friends of Allah, the pious individuals, are there to remove you from darkness. See how Allah says in the Holy Quran, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut yukhrijunahum min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat ulaika ashabun nari hum fiha khalidun. Allah Allah. So the friends of Allah are there to remove you from darkness and bring you to nur and light. Whereas the shayateen, whereas the kuffar, the devils are there to take you out from light and nur into darkness. Allah Allah. May Allah forgive our sins, dear viewers. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited this verse to his Mubarak companion. And the companion then says, Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, he says, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, oh Abu Ubaidah, Bani Israel murdered 43 Anbiya in the initial time of the morning. 112 worshipping scholars of Bani Israel were murdered in the latter part of the day. And their job was to forbid people from evil and call people towards righteousness. 43 Anbiya in the morning, and in the same day towards the ending of the day, 112 worshipping scholars of Bani Israel were murdered in the last part of the day. So they will be tormented the most, dear viewers. There is a painful punishment awaiting those people who cause obstacles on the path of those who call people towards righteousness. Koi banda muballigh hai deen ka, uske liye rasta asan karna chahiye. Open the path for him so that he could go and bring people towards righteousness. Then making it difficult for him to convey the message of Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyways, dear viewers, what we do understand that at the end of the day, these Anbiya alayhi salam had been slain and sacrificed their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Ismail alayhi salam, likewise, Ibrahim alayhi salam, these are also the messengers and Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the birth of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, his father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam received a divine revelation, which we all heard, that he has to leave Hajra radiallahu anha and his newborn Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, for whom he made immense dua. And now he has received a divine revelation to go and leave his son in a place where there is no livelihood, where there is nothing, there's no existence of any life. Trees, shade, plants, water, nothing at all. Was this not a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These individuals who are in search of Allah's rahmah, these individuals who have their gaze casted upon only the mercy of Allah and never concerned of hoarding the wealth of this world, they are found crying in the fikr and dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. Surely, dear viewers, the rank and the status of the blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam are exalted and higher than the entire creation. Therefore, their hardships, their sacrifices they endured were also greater. But look at the patience, look at the steadfastness, look at these blessed personalities and say subhanallah. From your heart you should say subhanallah. They endured the hardships and difficulties happily and succeeded in attaining the highest status in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. On the other hand, the sacrifice which we give, honestly, is once in a year. And we call this the Qurbani sacrifice. In the name of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in the remembrance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we perform this qurbani. And in this one qurbani too, we brag about what we do and we lose the essence of qurbani. We speak about the good we do and we lose the barakah of it. We discuss the matters of qurbani with others, which causes ostentation about the size of the animal, about the price of the animal, so on and so forth. And the essence is lost. It's just as Qabil in the time of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who murdered his brother. There is no sincerity when you're presenting your qurbani. So they endured the hardships and difficulties happily, dear viewers. No doubt about that. These are the great sacrifices of these personalities which have become leading rules for the people until the day of judgment. That look at how they led their lives and you can follow them. Allah, 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 Allah. From this qurbani, we also learn that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was very dear and obedient Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, when his father asked him, Ya Bunayya, inni arafil manami anni adbahuka fanzur maza tara. When he was asked about his opinion, what is his opinion about the dream that his father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had seen? He approached his son, and the Quran says, Falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. What was the age of Ismail Zabihullah alayhi salam, dear viewers? He was big enough that he could help his father in the works. Jo bhi kaam kaj ho, wo apne abba ki help kiya karte the. He used to help his blessed and respected father Ibrahim alayhi salam. From where has he got this fikr and this khayal and this thought? Who taught him how to give such a profound answer and reply when you are asked such a question about sacrificing for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla? His father asked him, My son, what is your opinion? For I had seen myself slaughtering and sacrificing you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here the son replies and he says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتْ إِفْأَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And he says to his father, you can slaughter me, you can sacrifice and act upon the command that you have been given, for you will surely find me patiently enduring. This is not the tarjama of the Quran Pak, lekin this is the summary to make you understand, dear viewers. Look at the beauty of Islam. Look at the patience and the submissiveness of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a very near and dear Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with special favors and honor. That's why he alayhi salatu wasalam remained steadfast on whatever hardships he faced from Allah Azza wa Jalla and got ready wholeheartedly to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. It is also understood from this event of Qurbani, dear viewers of Madinah channel, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was also a very submissive and obedient bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. See the sacrifice which a father now has to give after waiting for his son. Allah blesses him with his son. The first sacrifice is to go and leave your family at such a place where there is no life. Many years later, he is now told to go and visit his family. And subhanAllah, he sees the family which he left were just two and in a place where there was nothing, no livelihood. And now the very same place has become a town, subhanAllah, a hometown for many people out there. And there's Pani, there's Zamzam. His son has grown to become a handsome young boy, subhanAllah. And he is also a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And see, after so many years, when he united with his son Ismail alayhi salam, who was born after immense dua, Allahu Akbar, now he has a dream to go and sacrifice his son. This is the sacrifice which Anbiya give. And therefore, they deserve the status which Allah bestowed upon them. We are nowhere near their sacrifices, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Inshallah, Zawajalla, we have a kalam. We even have some Madani pearls to share with the viewers, inshallah, Zawajalla. Listen to this beautiful kalam in the interim as when we do return. We want to speak about some of the sacrifices, given by the beloved Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do we have any other role model? The Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The Quran praises his sublime characteristics by saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allahu Akbar. When we have such a great Nabi and Master to follow, examples are led by him, dear viewers. When we do return, inshallah, we will continue with the very same discussion. This is the last episode for the last day of Qurbani, inshallah. Stay locked in tune with us, for our sacrifices do not end. Rather, the new Islamic calendar will commence with the month of Muharram. And on the 10th of Muharram, the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had set the best examples of sacrificing. Whereas on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam set the best examples. The year ends with sacrifice on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram, and the year begins with sacrifice in the month of Muharram, which is on the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Allahu Akbar. It is the day of Ashura, dear viewers, the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura. May Allah Kareem forgive us, and we will continue with our discussion as we have now come to the end of the program. Listen to this kalam, inshallah, and we shall continue with our fruitful and beautiful discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, meri ulfat Madine se yun hi nahi, mere aqa ka roza Madine mein hai. Main Madine ki janib na kaise khichun, mera deen aur duniya shikasta hai mera to kya gham, dil shikasta hai mera to kya gham, isme rehte hain shaahe do alam, isme rehte hain shaahe do alam, jab se mehmaan hue hain wo dil, jab se mehmaan hue hain wo dil mera ban gaya hai Madina, dil mera ban gaya hai Madina,
mere dil mein hai yaad-e-Muhammad,
میں غلام غلامان احمد، میں سگے آستان محمد، میں سگے آستان محمد، قابل فخر ہے موت میری، قابل فخر ہے موت میری، قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا، قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا، ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی، ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی، ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش، ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش، مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے، مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے، مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ، مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ، مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر، مجھ کو طوفاں کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر، وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر، وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر، نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد، نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد، کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ، کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ،
میرے دل
چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے، چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے، زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے، زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے، آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا، آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا، کوچ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ، کوچ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ،
آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ، میرے
دولت عشق سے دل غنی ہے، دولت عشق سے دل غنی ہے، میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر، میری قسمت ہے رشک سکندر، مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت، مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت، مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ، مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Okay, since we are back, dear viewers, and alhamdulillah, we have been listening to these beautiful kalams. Once again, our hearts are saturated and illuminated by the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Habib, Sarwari Kainat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Since we have been speaking about sacrifices of the Anbiya Alayhimu Salaam, now we are talking about our beloved Aqa and Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who also made countless sacrifices beyond our count, dear viewers. Everyone knows about the sacrifices which he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made, especially after the declaration of prophethood. The unbelievers who inflicted great oppression and cruelty upon our Aqa and Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and leveled different types of allegations against him. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was called a liar. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was called a fortune teller. Astaghfirullah. Our beloved Aqa was called a magician. Ma'adallah. Thorns were placed on his way, stones were thrown at him, attempts were made on him and on those who believed in the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And finally, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to migrate from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara due to all these oppressions and tortures that he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through. But the unbelievers kept causing troubles and harms to Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even in Madinatul Munawwara. They became so furious, dear viewers, that they did not only become the enemies of the beloved Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but rather even those who recited the Kalima were also assassinated and murdered and oppressed, and they had to break family ties or they had to be pushed out of their hometown. This is what difficulties our Aqa had went through. This is just in a nutshell, though it's very hard to cover up all of those sacrifices. Did he give up his mission? No. That's also sacrifice. That is also qurbani for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the sacrifice of the Ansar, how they housed and given shelter to the Muhajir is just amazing. Astounding, dear viewers. They even made shares in their inheritance for those Muhajireen who came from Makkatul Mukarrama. Ansar? Allah, Allah. What type of helpers were they, dear viewers, that they will be praised until the day of judgment? Look at the sacrifices of Ashabi Suffa. Allahu Akbar. From them were poor Sahaba alayhim ridwan. And they also sacrificed. It was never about money and wealth. Those who were the wealthy companions, the companions who financially assisted the deen of Islam, they were such heroes, dear viewers. They never used to hoard the money and stash and keep the money like as we do with gold and silver and diamonds. We wouldn't use them ourselves. We wouldn't our grandchildren use it. And no most people benefit from it. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu anhu, who doesn't know this unique sahabi, this amazing companion, he radiyallahu anhu once gave 4,000 dinars in charity. Allahu Akbar. Once he gave 40,000 dinars in charity, golden coins in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. Kya baat hai Madinah ki, dear viewers. See, look at the sacrifices of Uthman Ghani radiyallahu an, who purchased the wealth for the Muslims to benefit from, to drink from. Wo oron ke liye kya karte the? Aur qurbani, chunki hum Allah ke naam pe karte hain, phir bhi uska gosht hum hi khate hain. We only keep it for ourselves, illa mashallah. Except a few who look for poor people, and they follow the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who never ate alone. He would always look for guests, and he broke the record of hospitality. Allah, Allah, Allah. Some are those people who will keep the shares for poor people, for the destitutes, for the yatama, masakin, for the orphans, for the widows. They will keep parcels of meat and they will send to them. And on the other hand, there are others who keep it in their freezers and fridges for 6-7 months to come. Allahu Akbar. This companion was blessed with wealth. He never kept for himself. He continued giving and giving. And you ask him, what was the reason behind this? Every companion will reply and say to you that all of this was only to attain Allah's qurb and his closeness, after which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an wa a'adda lahum jannatin tajri tahtaha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada dhalikal fawzul azim. Allah, Allah, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha receives some wealth from some person who forwarded to her 100,000 dinars. From the morning till the evening, she began distributing that amongst the fuqara, amongst the masakin of Madinatul Munawwara, the destitutes. Her own sister advised her at the end, "Oh Aisha, radiyallahu anha, why didn't you keep a single dinar for yourself? Aap to aaj roze se bhi ho. You are fasting, and you could have opened your fast with some food, because you could have saved one dinar for yourself for iftar." Do you know what was the answer of Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha? She says, "Oh yes, I would have done that had you reminded me earlier. Had you told me this before, I would have kept something for myself too, a single dinar for iftar. Lekin aapne remind nahi kiya. Since you did not remind me, therefore I distributed all the wealth in the path of Allah." So we learn that these are those friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are such pious and aesthetic individuals who need to be reminded to hoard things for themselves, for they do nothing for themselves, but rather for the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu asked his mother, "Ammi jaan, main dekhta hoon ki aap rozana jab dua mangti hai, then you make dua for the ummah, you make dua for the ghulams and servants of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make dua for the neighbors, you make dua for the poor people of Madinatul Munawwara. Ammi jaan, kabhi to apne liye bhi to dua manga kare, make dua, some dua for yourself." Fatima Zahra Khatune Jannat, the answer she gave to her son, Hazrat Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu an, she says, "Oh my son, first comes neighbors, then comes the family. We put ourselves last. First comes the ummah of Mustafa, our blessed father, our Nana Jan, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Kya baat hai Madine ki. Look at the answer which the blessed daughter gives to her son, dear viewers. So this is the mindset. This was one sacrifice in a year. This is a starting point that you commenced your, you ended your year with sacrifice. You are talking about Imam Hussein's sacrifice and continue speaking about the sacrifice. And you yourself also sacrifice whatever you can, only for the sins to be forgiven, for us to become better humans, for our path to open, for us to become more Islamically inclined, for us to save our family from the fire of hell, for us to guide our family on the righteous path. This is what we need to do. And this is what we need to strive for, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem accept our Qurbani this year, 2023. May Allah Azza wa Jalla show us this year over and again. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable those people who are unable to perform their Qurbani this year. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq and ability to perform this Qurbani next year. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, for His pleasure, may we continue helping the ummah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel, dear viewers. We hope that you have enjoyed today's program and the previous episodes on your Madani Channel. Eid Mubarak and Mabruk to one and all. Keep making dua at large for the ummah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Yes, inshallah, we will be back with other episodes on your Madani Channel. Keep reciting Durud-e Pak. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Oh Muslims do qurbani wholeheartedly. Oh Muslims do qurbani wholeheartedly. It will be the ride on the bridge of Sirat. It will be the ride on the bridge of Sirat.